This is Living the RV Dream, episode 77 for Friday, November 9th, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, pelican heads, and happy Friday. Good morning, America. Good afternoon, Europe. Good evening, or good night, Asia. And what a great time to be alive, you know, to be able to have my own radio station here and talk to you guys once a week, or sometimes less, you know, sometimes it's actually, I almost didn't do the podcast today because it's been a busy couple of days. Of course, I always do that, you know, whenever I always find a way whenever I have like a trip coming up or something like that to make myself even busier right before, because that's the way it is, you know. I just last night I had a recording session here. You know, I have a music recording studio, and that's something I do as a side hustle. It's always been a side hustle, except one time that I was unemployed in the late 2000s, and music was all I did. And it went well, but the music business is one of those things that kind of wears you out, especially when you do like gigs at nightclubs every week, and sometimes during the week too, until late at night. You'll know Miami, it's a late night town. And talking about gigs, I have one gig tomorrow right before I head up north, and that's one of the things that I want to talk about. My upcoming trip to Georgia and possibly the Carolinas. I don't know exactly yet what I'm going to do, but yeah, I need to, you know, properly do like a proper shakedown cruise for the new truck, and that's one of the main reasons to do it. And also see the Georgia half of the family, which we haven't seen in a while, especially my wife. She hasn't seen them in almost a year, I guess. Last night, before my recording session, I actually went to see that new movie about... it's a biopic about Queen, the rock band, and Freddie Mercury. Very, very good movie. You know, some things, they bent the facts a little bit, especially the chronologies. Some things they changed around. But especially the recreation of the Live Aid concert in Wembley Stadium, that was fantastic. It was really good, and sometimes you actually feel like you're watching Queen, you know, play live. And if you grew up in the 70s, like I did, or the 80s, you know, Queen was like one of the main rock, one of the greatest rock bands of all time, And of course, I was looking forward to watching that movie. And if you are into Queen at all, I do recommend it, that you watch it. Now, let me tell you a little bit about that trip that I have planned, because we have a meetup coming up this coming Tuesday. If you are going to be in the Daytona Beach area, anywhere in Central Florida, really, and you wanna hang out for a little bit, we're going to have a meetup at the Daytona Brewing Company at around 5 p.m., and that's the time that I'm going to be there. Probably a couple, one or 2 hours, you know, hang out, have a couple of IPAs, and you know, exchange stories from the road mainly. So that's going to be Tuesday. Although I am leaving on Sunday, and I'm probably going to spend the night somewhere near Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, that area, and then I'm going to spend a couple of nights in Daytona, 2 nights probably. Explore the area. You know, I haven't really been to Daytona Beach all that much. I stayed one night at a hotel in the dead of winter, one of the coldest winters we've had in the past 20 years, and that was that. Then I'm going to pass by Jacksonville on the way north, and I'm going to keep hugging the coast on I-95 until Savannah, probably, and explore maybe some of the islands, Jekyll Island. I don't know yet. And then from there, I'm going to make a beeline to Atlanta and spend the whole next weekend there. You know, I want to explore a little bit of the Georgia Mountains, the Chattahoochee National Forest Area, Blue Ridge, LEJ, because eventually I want to, at some point when we sell this Miami house, I want to, and we start nearly full-timing, I would love to have a piece of land in that area. I really like that area. You are still kind of close to Atlanta, but you are in the mountains, and I love the mountains, right? And I would like to live at least for a period of my life at a place where you can experience the four seasons. And as you know, down here in South Florida, we have summer and a little less summer. Like fall, winter, and spring happen during the months of January and February. That's about it, when it sometimes dips below 70. But other than that, we don't really get seasons. And I was thinking because. And for some reason, I always managed to avoid the state of Alabama. Do a little exploring in Alabama on my way back. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but, I'm getting old, so I start repeating myself sometimes. You know how that happens. I was thinking passing by Huntsville. Actually, there's this town. I'm looking it up at the map right now, where they used to have this fall festival, or they still do. As a matter of fact, I think it's over by now. It's called Menton or something like that. And I want to pass by there, but then I want to see Huntsville, where they have like this space center. And it's supposed to be a technological town, and then come down through what's the name of this road? I-65 through Birmingham, Montgomery, which I've passed by Montgomery before, and then come down. I don't know if I should. It depends on the time, because I have to be back in Miami by the 10th of December. So I don't know if I'm going to have time to go all the way west to Mobile, which it's another town that I would like to. I've driven through Mobile a couple of times, but never actually seen it, like stopped. And then, return through the panhandle of Florida and eventually, come down through the west coast of Florida, eventually getting on I-75 and by Tampa and come all the way back through I-75. That's roughly the plan. If you guys have any suggestions, or would like to meet up along the way, it's robert@travelingrobert.com. Send me an email. Or if you'd like to send me a voicemail and hear your voice here on the podcast, just go to travelingrobert.com, and there's a button, a link somewhere to the top right that says talk to me, and there you can leave me a voice message, which I don't have any to play for you the guys today, unfortunately, but let me see if I have some email. Okay, I have an email here from Steve and Daisy, and they say, Robert, we have an older GoPro Hero 2. I use it mostly when I'm surfing, and I have a 32 gigabyte memory card on it. My question is, how do you get such long videos? I can only get about 20-25 minutes before the card is full. Thank you, Steve. And I replied to him, but this is something that I don't know what's going on here, because I get at least 4 hours out of a 32 gigabyte memory card. So if I would check your settings, maybe you have something strange in your settings. Do a reset or something. At 1080p, 30 frames per second. Actually, what I'm using now mostly is 64 gigabytes, and that's the camera that I have on the roof of the trailer. So I don't have to be climbing up on the roof changing memory cards so often. That 64 gigabytes memory card lasts 4 hours. I mean 8 hours. And by the way, another reason why it's a great time to be alive. This thing is the size of a thumbnail, like your pinky thumbnail, and it can hold 8 hours of video. To me, that's mind-boggling. That would have been 4 cassette tapes back in the day. But then again, I am showing my age there. Okay, another camera questions. I get a lot of camera questions since I am a video guy, a YouTuber. Norman Mary, hello Robert, love your videos. I've been watching your travels and enjoy the locations you've been. Question regarding dash cam. I noticed you have actual video cam hanging on the front window. What brand and how does it work for you? I tried two different Cobra dash cams without success. Any questions? Well, it depends what you want it for. In my case, I just wanted that camera. It's very high quality, actually. It's the Sony FDR-X3000. It has two problems. It overheats when you have it on for too long. That's why I have it there on the dash, and I just turn it on when I really want to film something, but after 10, 15, 20 minutes, it will overheat and then shut down. But it's very high quality. It's 4K. Now, as for a dash camera, I don't know about the Cobras, but it depends what you want it for. If you want it for safety, you know, to have it recording all the time in case you, God forbid, get into an accident or something like that, Garmin makes a very nice one. And the Garmin camera, it records your speed, your GPS location, your, even if you're going to like your orientation, north, south, east, west, it does record all that data and burns it onto the video. So at the very bottom of the video, you have all that data, all that information. And it records, I do believe it records like in a loop, so you can leave it on all the time. And what happens when the memory card gets full, it will erase the oldest video and do that continuously. So you can have it on all the time and record if you need it for, you know, to for insurance purposes or what have you. If all you want to do is record parts of the road to put on YouTube or for your personal use, you know, to remember the nice scenery and all that, I recommend that Sony that I have, and also any of the GoPros, really. But the new GoPros, like the GoPro Session, for example, is very small, very tiny. It's virtually indestructible, so you can use it for other things too. And the only thing would be the battery life, which is probably not great. I don't have it, but it's probably not great. But you can connect a USB cable and connect it to your cigarette lighter adapter or something, or any power source. I actually have an inverter that I bought that I always have in the truck just to have power. There are some GoPro knockoffs as well, like the Yi, and I bought another one. I forgot the name. The SJ Cam. Don't do it. They're awful quality. They're really not good for any of that. Okay, Sean Eckhart writes, I was watching your video on Friday 10/20 and saw the discussion where to go for your first voyage camping with your new truck. Congrats on the truck. You mentioned about doing a 4-year review on Minitini, and I thought maybe Corrigan would be a good place, since that was the first place you camped when you got Minitini. And that would have been a great place. The only thing is I didn't... Croatia is kind of... It's not far, but it's like probably 4 hours, 4-hour drive after all is said and done from here. Probably three, but you have to stop halfway. You know, it's 4 hours in the end. And I didn't want to go that far. But then again, I went to the lower Florida Keys, which is almost as far now that I think about it. But that's what I did, the 4-year review of Minitini the trailer. I think it came out great. I haven't finished editing it yet because I'm editing the videos of breaking in the new truck. You know, I did two quick road trips, day trips with the truck, so I could put 500 miles on it so I could tow with it. But definitely, that's a great idea. And for the 5-year review, I'll probably go back to Croatia. That's a great idea. And thank you so much. And by the way, he was referring to the live videos that I do every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you wanna, like, almost have an opportunity to chat, you know, you can write me messages on the chat. And sometimes I don't get to all of them because sometimes they go so fast. But or if I start elaborating on one of the questions, forget about it. I'll miss 10, 20, 30 messages. But it's a great community that we have, and I enjoy it so much, being able to chat with you guys, especially when I'm here in my Sticks and Bricks, because I have great internet, so it works well. Sometimes when I'm on the road, the internet can be hit or miss, as you all probably know. So sometimes the live chats don't work so well. But now, actually, my new truck came with unlimited internet. I mean, I have to pay for it, but unlimited internet is kind of unheard of nowadays. In the wireless world, actually, Verizon just came out with an unlimited plan for the Jetpack, hotspots. And if you really need it, it's like $60 or $65 per month. And the folks at Technomadia mentioned it. I'm gonna test how this internet in my truck really works and how convenient or feasible it is to use it, because the key has to be in the ignition for it to run. But it's only $25. If this doesn't work out for me, I might go with that Verizon Jetpack unlimited service. And I totally lost my train of thought about what I was going to tell you guys here. Actually, I just installed, and that video went out yesterday, I just installed a brand new tire pressure monitoring system. And this is a little bit of a commercial for the folks at Techno RV. If you've been RVing for a while, you probably know about them. They go like to all the RV shows, or most of them, and they do seminars and rallies and all that. It's Eric and Tammy Johnson, very nice folks. And the thing that they do, they give you great support and education. You know, if you don't know how to use the product, they really stand behind the product. You can buy this stuff from Amazon, but you have a problem, good luck. I mean, you can return it, but that's about it. But he sends you, and when you buy something from him, he sends you an email with instructions and videos, and they're much better than the instructions that came with the product. And I'm an affiliate with them. So if you check out my video, if you go to my YouTube channel and check out my video about that tire pressure monitoring system by TST, it's working out very well. I'm gonna do some extensive testing on it, but so far it seems to be a good unit. And if you decide to buy any technology, go through my link, travelingrobert.com/technoRV, and they have like GPS systems, which I might buy one from them soon, because if you saw my videos, I had a little bit of trouble navigating the Northeast. Because, you know, there's no way to, on Google Maps, there's no way to tell Google Maps, hey, I'm 10 feet high and 30 feet long, you know. And even though, you know, I read the signs, and when it says low clearance or no trucks, I take the other way. Sometimes it is very helpful to have a GPS that will route you through places where you can go, especially if you have a big rig. I mean, I am not that big in the sense that I have a 19-foot travel trailer. But if you have a 45-footer, definitely you need an RV or truck specific GPS, and that's something that I've been thinking that of getting in the near future. And Techno RV sells a very good unit. By, I think they sell the Rand McNally, and there's a Garmin as well, which are very good. I really hope that one of these days Google Maps does that update where you can put down your vehicle. Because in general, I do like Google Maps because of the sense that you can save you. I have so many places saved. You know, I'm bought into that ecosystem and into the Google ecosystem, and I have all the places that I want to visit saved in Google Maps already and all that. And I bet you that'll happen someday. But for now, yeah. Anyway, they have the WeBoost, they have a Wi-Fi amplifier, they have all kinds of technology stuff that you can get. Techno RV, travelingrobert.com/technoRV. That would be the link. So they know that I sent you, and you know, I'll get a little bit of a commission if you do that, at least to pay for the podcast hosting. That would be a great help. Anyways, that's pretty much all I have for you today. On any future trip here, I'm gonna talk about my trip to the West, which is going to happen in January. Of course, I want to see the RTR. You have to do that at least once. Last year, I did quartzite. Didn't do anything specific in quartzite. I just went there and boondocked for 4 to 5 days, and I had a great time, because the best thing about going to quartzite is the community and meeting so many nice people. And this coming year, I'm gonna make it a point to try to join to attend some of the many gatherings that RVers have around the country, because it is a great way to meet people in person, people even that you've met online, but It's always a different thing when you meet face to face. Anyways, I have a couple of busy days ahead of me, so I'm going to start loading up the trailer, exercising my generators, and making sure that I have everything for this trip, which is not that long. It's going to be 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month. I have to be back, as I said, on December 10th for a music gig, and then I'm going to be here in Miami until New Year's, because I have a New Year's Eve gig also as well. The music business... sometimes you gotta do it. And it's something that I love doing as well. Until next week, hopefully next week, Friday, I may or may not do a podcast, but I probably will somewhere in Central Georgia. Thank you so much for listening and see you on the road, living the RV dream, loving the RV lifestyle, because we are free in our RV.